our scripture on this morning. If you have your Bibles, we ask that you turn to the book of Luke. The book of Luke. If you don't have your Bibles, you can pull it up on your cell phone, your iPad, whatever device that you may have. And even if you don't have that, you can look on the screen. Because right now you might hear me, but you don't see me. But the scripture is there. The scripture is prominent so that you can read along with me. We do have a little bit of scripture this morning. It's going to be from Luke, first chapter 26 to the 38th verse. We're going to conclude this morning our Christmas messages for this month. We started out last week with a miracle birth, the announcement of John the Baptist. And this morning we're going to follow that up with a miracle birth, the announcement of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And there's so much in this story. There's so much in the story that we could preach forever, but we wanted to, for the sake of time, we want to consolidate and keep it within indelible time. My former pastor used to always say, "You can't tell it all in one message." So we're not gonna try and tell it all in one message. But we do have about 12 verses that give us our theme on this morning, and then we're going to try and dissect it shortly and briefly for you, that we not only understand the story, but understand how we can apply it to our life today and how we can use it to strengthen our relationship with Christ. And it begins on Luke chapter 1, 26. "And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto the city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be? Seeing I know not a man. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore, also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God, nothing, somebody ought to say nothing, nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. The angel departed from her. A miraculous gift. A miraculous gift. This is part two of the message, a miraculous gift, announcing the birth of Christ. We're going to just go into, we're going to listen to our next video. And after the video, we're going to go into a prayer. And we're going to divide the word of God, a miraculous gift, when we'll be back. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come humbly before thee. Father, we come as humble as we know how, God. It is you and not us. Father, we ask, God, that you just bless us right now in the name of Jesus, God. We ask, God, that you just look on us with your Holy Spirit. Let your Holy Spirit dwell upon us. Let your holy power, oh God, come upon us, God. Give us right now, God. Those that we need, oh God, that anointing power, Father, that we may be able to speak unto your people, God. We ask, God, that you just look upon your people, God, oh God, that they may receive your word, oh God, that you may prepare their hearts and prepare their minds. Father, we ask, God, that you just look, oh God, upon their households, and God, whatever need that you see, we ask, God, that you just bless it. Father, we know that you know all about it, oh Father, but we're just asking, God, that your grace and your mercy be upon them, God. If it's sickness, God, we ask for a healing. God, if it's deliverance, oh God, we ask, God, that you just do it for them in a mighty way, God. If it's, oh God, grieving, God, we ask that you comfort them in a mighty way, God. Those that are on the sick and the shut-in list and those that are on our prayer list, God, we ask, God, that you just do it for them in the name of Jesus. Manifest yourself, God, not because we ask, God, but because of your grace and because of your mercy, God. We know, God, we can't demand it, God, but we ask, God, that you move expediently, God. Just touch in a mighty way in the name of Jesus. God, just hear our voice, God. Hear our cry out of your temple. Oh, Father, it is us calling unto you, for we're just weakened vessels and we can do nothing without you, God. But we know through Christ Jesus, all things are possible. And God, we just asking, God, through your name, in the name of Jesus, and all power is in your name. We plead the blood on every situation, on every issue, on diabetes, on high blood pressure, on cancer, on COVID-19. God, we plead the blood right now in the name of Jesus, that you just move in a mighty way, oh God. Oh God, and heal our land. God, we know, God, that there's requirement of us, God. Oh God, and we're seeking your face right now, God. We're humbling ourselves right now at this very moment, in this very hour. Oh God, and we ask that you just do it for us in a mighty way. Touch now this ministry, God. Bless it. Have like you never blessed it before. Oh God, continue, oh God, to keep, oh God, keep your people, oh God, that are touched by it, God, in the name of Jesus. Let it reach to the four corners of the earth and bless as many as you see fit, God. Not for my glory, but for your glory, that you may be lifted up. For it's not my ministry, but it's you, O Lord. Oh God, so we're just standing as a tool, God, to be used by you. Use us right now, this very hour, and this very moment, O Lord. Use us, God, to manifest you. Oh God, use us, God. Oh God, to deliver your word. Use us, God. Oh God, to touch a heart. Use us, God, to touch a mind. Use us, God, to present salvation. Oh God, that salvation may be received of you, oh God. Oh God, and we know, God, that it's not our work. Oh God, it's not our mouth. It's not our smartness. Oh God, it's not our tools, and it's not our instruments, but it's you, God. It's the manifestation of you doing all these things and making these things happen in Jesus' holy name. Amen and amen. Amen. We thank you. We thank you on this morning. We thank you again for being with us this morning. We wish you a holy Merry Christmas. And we hope something is said that may enlighten you this morning in a mighty way. We just want to praise you. We want to glorify our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on this morning. And again, we go to our scriptures in the book of Luke, first chapter, starting at the 26th verse down through the 38th. And we're talking about a miracle, a miraculous gift, a miraculous gift. We're talking about a miraculous gift, a miraculous gift. A gift that you can't go to Best Buy and get. A miraculous gift. A gift that you can't go to Macy's and get. A gift that you can't go on Amazon.com and have delivered. No, you can't get this gift in those areas, in those places. You can't get the gift at Kohl's. You can't get the gift at Target. You can't even, Walmart has a plethora of gift, but this gift is not at Walmart. It's a miraculous gift. A miraculous gift. We spoke on the first Sunday about a miraculous gift part one, and we dealt with Gabriel went to a priest by the name of Zechariah had a wife by the name of Elizabeth, and Luke wrote acknowledging a reader by the name of Obadiah. Obadiah means friends of Christ, lover of Christ. Elizabeth means oath. Zechariah means God will remember. And they had a son named John, which means favor of God. So if we look at the whole synopsis of the situation, we know that if we keep our oath to God, if we're lovers of God and we're friends of God and we keep our oath, God will remember us and we will receive the favor of God. We will have the favor of God. And that is a miraculous gift from God, because we can't buy it, we can't pay for it, we can't manipulate for it, we can't maneuver for it, we can't lie for it, we can't trick for it, we can't work for it, we can't get our friends to vote for us for it, to vouch for us for it. It's miraculous. It comes from God. It's divine. It's a miraculous gift. And now, 6 months later, after Gabriel visited Zechariah, he's now visiting a young woman by the name of Mary. I told y'all the last time we need a Gabriel visit. Gabriel don't visit often. If you search out the scriptures, Gabriel only visited about four times in the Bible. In scripture is written where he visited four times, two times in the Old Testament and twice in the New Testament. He visited Jacob in the Old Testament, and he visited Daniel in the Old Testament, and now in the New Testament he's visiting Zechariah and he's visiting Mary. And in the two times here in the New Testament, Gabriel is introducing or announcing or preparing for something to happen miraculous. It's out of the norm. It's not a normal thing. It's beyond man's comprehension. It's beyond man's capability. It's beyond what is logic. It's illogical. In fact, if a man came and told you these things were going to take place, then you would basically call him a liar. You would call him a false prophet, because it is outside of what would be normal. Thank God Gabriel's an angel. Thank God Gabriel is an angel. I appreciate the visit from Gabriel. I look for that Gabriel visit, because you know when Gabriel visits you, if Gabriel came and into your presence, one thing you know, that he was sent by God. Zechariah doubted what Gabriel had to offer, and Gabriel said, "Listen, man, I am the angel that comes from the presence of God." And you know, when an angel comes from the presence of God, then something miraculous, something out of the extraordinary is about to happen. Gabriel visited Zechariah, and 6 months later, now he comes and visits Mary. Now, that's the first point. He's the messenger. He's bringing the message. He's delivering the message directly from God, a message directly from God. And we may not see Gabriel. We may not get the Gabriel experience, but I guarantee you, if you go down in prayer, sometimes you might have to go into a fast in prayer. But if you go and you prayed unto God, and then after you get through saying your saying and saying what you have to say unto God, if you just listen, if you just be quiet, if you just hold out for the voice of God. Gabriel just might not appear. He might not show up. You might not get the opportunity to experience an angel in your presence. But I guarantee you, if you take God serious, if you get into that quiet place, you will hear the message directly from God. You will hear that message. That miraculous message, the message that comes like no other. It will be different. It will be different. It won't be false lying. It won't be someone just telling you something good to just be telling you something good. And you will know that it's from God. I remember, in fact, one time I was going in trouble. I had lost my job and I was crying out to God and I was praying. It was about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning and I was praying unto God and I was like, God, I need a job. Bless me, God. Give me something. Give me some work. I need to make money. I need to take care of my family. And I was praying unto God and lo and behold, there was a voice. And he said, son, I already given you what you need. Son, you know how to build computers and you know how to program computers and you know how to fix computers and you have your insurance license. You're a licensed insurance agent. I've already given you the tools that you need to make a living for yourself. Use what you have. You're asking me to do something that I've already given you. It was a voice. It was a voice. It was a voice. No. He didn't bless me with the grandest job. But I tell you, that morning I got up and put me a flyer together for the price of my computer services and start passing them out. And lo and behold, I had a couple of doctor's offices would call me and have me to come and repair their computers. And I had some people that wanted to buy a computer and I would build a computer and sell them the computer. But God had spoke to me directly that morning. If you pray unto God and you take the time to listen, the messenger will deliver you the message unto you. And also this is a divine set up, because not only is the messenger here an angel from God, the message will be from the messenger that there is another messenger who's going to announce Jesus Christ. So there is a message from the messenger. Right now I'm speaking from the oracles of God. And there is a message from the messenger about Jesus Christ. So we have to understand that there is a message from the messenger. And when we realize that there is a messenger, we have to understand that there is the message. So when we go from the messenger, that's verse 26 to 28, where the messenger appears unto Mary. Verses 29 to 33 is talking about the message. Huh? So Gabriel now is talking to Mary. And he gives a salutation unto her. And the salutation in 29, it says, and when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, because he said unto her, he said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Hallelujah. I like that already. When Gabriel addressed Mary, he said, can I read it again? He said, Hail, thou art highly favored. Am I talking to some highly favored folk? Is there anyone on the other end of the internet? If there anyone on the other end of Facebook? On the other end of YouTube? On the other end of TriumphLifeMinistry.org? Is there anybody on the other end that can say I'm highly favored? Thou art highly favored. And not only are you highly favored, but the Lord is with thee. Not only do you have his favor, but he's there in your presence. He's there among you. He's all around you. And not only that, he's inside of you. Is there some folk out there? Some people out there? Is there anybody out there? Is there somebody out there that is highly favored? And you know that the Lord is with thee. Because if you know that, Gabriel said, Mary, blessed art thou among women. We're talking now about the women. There are some blessed women in the world. You're highly favored, and the Lord has been with thee. And you're blessed among women. You're blessed. You know you're blessed because the Lord is with you. And the reason you know you're blessed is because you know when all hell breaks loose and everything goes wrong, the Lord comforts you in the middle of trouble, and he helps you to go right through that situation. When the enemy comes on you and try to get a stronghold on you, the Lord blesses you, and the enemy can't touch you, and he strengthens you. When the enemy tries to break you down and tries to put you down, you don't have to fret, because you know that you're blessed and you can hold your head up high and walk through the valleys of shadows of death and fear no evil, because the Lord is with you. Is there anybody out there that's highly favored and know that the Lord is with you? We're talking about the message. We're talking about the message. Mary was highly favored. And here's a point that I like to make. Gabriel didn't praise Mary. He didn't worship Mary. But yet, he identified that the Lord had found favor with Mary. And Mary was blessed among women. Somebody should be in the midst and know that the blessings are upon you. And he didn't stop right there. But that should have been enough already. That should have been enough already to know that you're highly favored and the Lord with you. That's That's all I need. That's all I need to know. Everything else, would be just all right. But as long as I know that I'm highly favored and I'm blessed. But Gabriel had some more message. And I want you to know that the message that Gabriel had, he said she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind. It made her wonder. It boggled her mind. It made her think about what have I done to deserve this. It made her think, who is he talking to? Is it me that he's talking to? Why is he calling me highly favored among lords? What have I done to deserve it? Why me, O Lord? And the 30th verse says, and the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary. Don't worry, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. You don't have to worry when you got favor with God. When the light bill's due, you don't have to worry when you have favor with God. When you get the pink slip, you don't have to worry when you know you got favor with God. When trouble is knocking on your door, you don't have to worry when you have favor with God. When the husband is not coming home at night, you don't have to worry when you have favor with God. The wife don't want to cook for you no more. You don't have to worry if you found favor with God. You go out to the car and try to start it up and it don't start. You don't have to worry when you found favor with God. You've been overlooked for the promotion. You don't have to worry when you found favor with God. They want to ostracize you and talk about you and put you down and find fault in you. You don't have to worry when you found favor with God. Somebody ought to just shout, I don't have to worry. I got favor with God. The message is just getting real good, y'all. And it says, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb. Wait a minute, Gabriel. And bring forth a son. Hold on, Gabriel. What are you talking about? And shall call his name, God is a Savior. Shall call his name Savior. Shall call his name Jesus. Glory to God. Whoa. And Gabriel said, and his name shall be great. Wait a minute, you're blowing my mind. You're blowing my mind, Gabriel. You're blowing my mind. And his name shall be great. And shall be called the Son of the Highest. Who? And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Oh, wait a minute. You're talking prophecy now, Gabriel. You're talking prophecy. How are you going to make me part of prophecy? I'm just a nobody, Gabriel. I'm just a virgin girl, and I haven't even known a man. And how can this be, Gabriel? How can this manifest out of me? How can this miraculous gift come to me? And I haven't even been into the act to know a man to be able to birth a child. And then I'm not even in a situation that should even be possible, because I have a spouse to a man named Joseph. And we're about to get married. And those type of activity is not allowed and is not solicited. And this cannot take place. And I don't understand what's going on. It's just confounding, and I'm confused. Gabriel, what are you talking about? How How can I bring forth a child? How can I conceive a son? Let alone call his name Savior. Let alone give him the name of Messiah. How is this possible? I know you said I had favor. I know I heard what you said. I know you said I'm highly favored among the women. I understand that, but Gabriel, we often don't understand when God is about to do something miraculous. We it's beyond our comprehension. Our thoughts and our ways is not his thoughts and his ways. It's beyond our little mindset. Sometimes we like to wrap God into this corner shell, and we believe God for what we can see, and we believe God for what we know, and we believe God for what we can handle, and we believe God for our own strength, and we believe God in the size of our own bank accounts, and we believe God in the size of our own abilities. But can you believe God beyond yourself? As a matter of fact, if God is doing something in your life and you know you don't know what you're doing, it's probably God. But when you have the ability and have the capability and have the audacity to do it on your own, then it just maybe we have to believe God beyond ourselves. That's, to me, that's faith. That's where faith kicks in. Faith don't kick in if I need some groceries and I got $100 and I'm going to Publix and buy some groceries. Thank God for the groceries. Thank God for the $100. But that's not faith. Faith is, I don't have the $100 and I need the groceries. I don't have the automobile to get me to Publix to get groceries. But somehow, some way, there's a knock on my door and there are some groceries at my door. Somehow, some way, I walk outside and I'm sweeping the porch and there's a $100 bill on my porch that I can pick up and go and buy groceries. That is faith. That is believing. That is knowing that you can do beyond your capability. When God is providing beyond what you can believe or what you can see, that is faith. We got to get out of ourselves and stop believing what we can see. We got to get out of ourselves and stop believing what we know. But we got to understand God. We got to look for God, and God is beyond us. Huh? I don't understand what's going on with the COVID-19, but I have faith. I don't get it. What's going on with the violence and the hatred in society? I don't understand why it is allowed to happen. But we gotta have faith. I don't get it. I don't get it because it looks like our children cannot get the education that they need. But we gotta have faith. Domestic violence is on the rise because people are being cooped up in their house for so long, and people that thought they can get along can't really get along because they only spend a limited time with each other. Amen. But I don't understand it. But we gotta have faith. Death has exalted itself. Death is multiplying, and many are dying. And as a matter of fact, I don't watch much news, but I cut it on for a little while, and I saw that they had more trucks, you know, parked outside of the hospitals, preparing for the deaths. I don't get it. I don't get it, but we must have faith. We got to believe outside of what we know. We got to believe beyond what we're told. In fact, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. If you can see it, it's the evidence of things not seen. It provides evidence that something is there, but you can't see it. That's faith. And when you're giving, when you're giving something that you can't see, when you're giving something that you can't touch, when you're giving something that you can't feel, oh God, time is going on. When you're giving something that you can't relate to, that's faith. So the message is, Mary, you're going to have a wonderful child and a wonderful son. And that is the miracle. Because when we go from the messenger that gives us the message, we got to know that there is a miracle. And in fact, Gabriel let Mary know that her cousin Elizabeth, in her old age, in her unbarren years, is already 6 months with John. Oh, you're talking about a miraculous gift. She's already 6 months. So I can imagine that Mary already knew Elizabeth's situation. Because Mary, in the 38th verse, said, she said, "Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, the servant of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." I am willing. Mary said, I am willing to serve God. I humble myself to serve God. Because if he can do it for Elizabeth, he certainly can do it for me. And I come by to let you know this morning, if he can bless Johnny, and he can bless John, if he can bless Paul, he can bless Isaiah. And if he can bless Isaiah, he can bless Michael. I want you to know today, Sally Sue can be blessed too. If he's already blessed people that are around you, he can bless you too. If he already has blessed the woman down the street, he can bless you too. If he already done blessed the next door neighbor, he can bless you too. If he already done blessed, amen, your church member, he can bless you too. So get in line. The miracle is on its way. A miraculous gift. And that miraculous gift is going to be a savior. The savior Jesus Christ. Amen. If he can make a way out of no way. You said, "Well, I was a drug dealer." He can save you. You say, "Well, I used to swing on the pole." He can save you too. You can say, "I've been up to no good. I'm a drunkard and I drank." He can save you too. I want you to know, if you're a manipulator and you're a liar, he can save you too. I don't care what you've done. I don't care where you've been. I don't care how you've been, but he can save you too. It don't matter what you've been through. It don't matter what you're going through, but God can take care of you. The doctor can tell you that you only got 4 days, but God can tell you that you got 4 years, Amen. I want you to know today. Amen. All you got to do is believe God and what God has to say to you. Get into that moment. Get into that moment. Get into that moment with God. Amen. I want you to know today that Mary submitted unto God to be used by God. And Mary, amen, wasn't by herself. Amen. Mary, amen, birthed a son. And his name was Jesus. I want you to know, amen, that Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. And he said, but nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Amen. He gave it over to God. Amen. If Mary can give it to God, Jesus can give it to God. And if Jesus can give it to God, you can give it to God. I don't care what your situation may be. I don't care what your issue may be. But give it up to God. And when he got out of the Garden of Gethsemane, amen, they arrested him. And they made fun of him. They mocked him. Amen. They slapped him. They spit on him. Amen. They nailed his hands and they nailed his feet. Amen. They ostracized him and they persecuted him. And oh, they rather have him and they rather have Barnabas instead of him. But they lifted him up on the cross. And I'm reminded, Jesus told him, he told them, he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And they lifted him up, didn't realize what they were doing. Amen. And they thought they was taking his life. But I want you to know the day that they didn't take his life. Amen. But he gave his life. He gave his life for you and he gave his life for me. He was a miraculous gift. Amen. It was a gift that you can't go to Best Buy and get. Amen. You can't, amen, go to Macy's and get it. Amen. You can't order it on Amazon. Amen. But it's a miraculous gift. And I want you to know today, hey, if you receive that gift, you will find yourself highly favored. Amen. With God. Amen. And the Holy Ghost will overshadow you and it will give you power. I want you to know today, amen, if you accept that miraculous gift, there is a miraculous gift from God. There's so much in this, I could go on, but I know I'm way over my time. But thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, hallelujah. It's a miraculous gift, a gift that man can't give. Man couldn't give this gift. It took the Holy Ghost. Man couldn't produce this gift. It took God. It took God to conceive the Savior of salvation. It took God. It was miraculous. And I hope that you receive that gift. Won't you just pray with me, most Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come now in the name of your holy name, God. We just thank you and we praise you and we glorify you and we magnify you right here at this very moment, God. We lift you up with holy hands and, oh God, we praise and we pray unto you. Father, we ask, God, that you give us that direct message of deliverance. You give us that direct message of salvation. God, you give us that direct message, oh God, that you're going to make a way out of no way. God, we ask now, God, that you just bless us. Oh, bless your church. Bless your people. Lift us, edify us, God, in your name, Jesus. Oh, God, heal our hands, heal backs, heal knees, heal arthritis, heal, oh, God, cancer, heal, God, diabetes, heal, oh, God, high blood pressure, heal headaches, and heal, oh, God, ankle aches, and oh, God, heal backaches, in the name of Jesus. Let your manifestation be upon your people, oh, God. Oh, God, heal COVID-19, heal, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Jesus, thank you. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, heal. Oh, in the name of Jesus, heal, God, heal, 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 God. Oh, deliver, 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 deliver.
In the name of Jesus, we call out your name, God. We plead your blood in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed is the name of Jesus. Oh, God, blessed is the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed is the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we ask, God, that you just do it now in the name of Jesus. Do it. Oh, God, do it in the, for your grace and for your mercy, God. Oh, for your edification, God, for your upbuilding of your kingdom, God. Do it. In the name of Jesus, bless God. And we know if you bless that we shall be blessed. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray now, God. Those that are listening to us, we ask if you haven't received your miraculous gift, if you haven't received that gift of Christ, if you haven't received that relationship, if you feel that you haven't gotten that direct message, that you're highly favored and blessed and the Lord is among you, if you haven't received that, I ask that you pray with me right now. God, forgive me of my sins. Forgive me of all that I've done. Forgive me of my past. Throw it in the sea of forgetfulness. And Lord, help me forgive myself in the process. Even the more, Lord, I ask, God, that you deliver me, change my life, and change my ways. Lord, I ask now, God, that you seal me, that you touch me, you anoint me, and you save me. I believe that you was born of a Virgin Mary. I believe you sent Gabriel and he gave the announcement. I believe that she birthed him. And he went to the cross for my sins. I believe that he got up with all power in his hands and he sits on the right hand side of the Father. I believe that. And because I confess it with my mouth and believe it in my heart, Father, I believe that I'm saved. Save me now. In Jesus' name. Amen. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus that we hope that something was said today that may have encouraged you, that have blessed you. And there is so much in this. There is so much. We're going to have to save it for next year. I said we couldn't preach at all in one sitting. Amen. We thank you for staying with us and praying with us and worshiping with us and hearing what the Lord has to say unto the church. We hope that you continue to walk with God and in Christ. We love you. God bless you. Amen. Our benediction. May our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you all. Have a great week. And we'll see you next Sunday.
Tell your neighbor, you're looking at one. You're looking at one. You're looking at one. You have no idea what God has brought me out of. You can't even tell when you look at me. I've been in a season of miracles. This is...